Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, March 25th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 4:30 today, we're going to talk to our friend Jess from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Looking forward to that. Been looking forward to this. Whenever we have Promise in from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, she is the Marketing Communications Director over there. Promise, always good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks. Good morning.
And we appreciate you bringing a friend. We have Mary Gear with us from the ACE Leadership Program. Mary, we'll be talking with you more a little bit later, but thanks for being here.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
Promise, let's go ahead and kick things off with one of the bigger events coming up in this area, Careers Unlimited Job Fair. This is one of those ones that we always love to highlight and talk about and let people know what to look forward to.
Yep. So our Careers Unlimited Job Fair is happening on April 2nd at the Lincoln High School from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. I just want to shout out to our presenting sponsor, Domtar. Without their support, we wouldn't be able to hold this event for our community. So this is really great for any kind of job seekers out there. If you're looking for a job, stop in, visit our booths. We have booths ranging from agriculture, architecture, construction, education, entertainment, sports, even government, healthcare, hospitality, manufacturing, just a list of few. It's going to be a really great event. We have a lot of booths. It's full, so I don't think we're going to be able to squeeze any more in there.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is really great. If you're looking for a job or you want to have some face-to-face interaction with a hiring company, stop on out and visit us that day.
Most of us, when in high school or if not a little bit later, experience job fairs and know what these can mean. So most of us can put ourselves in the shoes of an employee and looking for work. And we know there's a lot of people, you know, going back for years now that are interested in, well, I have a job, I want a career.
Right.
You know, looking for something that a place they can stay for a good 5-10 years, if not longer, and everything. If you are an employee, this is where you get to ask those kind of questions that you can't necessarily see on a website or when you're filling out a job application. Mm-hmm. When you're face to face and you can make a lot of these, you know, inquiries right in person.
Right.
You're also able to really get a feel for a company, and not that it's a, you know, complete barometer, but you're able to kind of get to know these bosses, these managers a little bit more, how they treat people. Yeah. I know for me, one of the things my mom taught me really young was, it's not just how they treat you, but watch how they treat other people. Like if you're standing in line and there's people in front of you, how are they interacting with them? How are they treating those people? How do they treat people that they may not even think are good for their business? You know, are they dismissive or are they still polite, just as polite to them as they are others? A lot of these things can be parameters for somebody out there, especially a young person that doesn't have the data or the life experiences that we have of, oh, this is what a bad boss is, or, oh, this is what a bad business does. Or something. And to the businesses out there that are already a part of this and everything, there is no bit of marketing or advertising that can give you a job fair, that can give you that opportunity to be right there face to face, no middleman, nothing going on in between but you and a conversation with this individual, and really being able to sell your business and your career, you know, as this is something that you know, not just employees, but businesses are really looking for. They want employees for the next 5-10 years.
Yeah.
They're looking for something like that. Here's the perfect merging of both of those worlds.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there. There's a lot of like lost face-to-face interaction in today's ways and technology. But I also think that some of the industries that we have in the area are looking for those people that are interested in like potentially growing their career. So the booths that we have there, there's multiple positions open for a variety of different fields. And you never really know what you're going to find. You know, you might be in one industry and then just find yourself more interested in another industry. And then you find yourself like growing within that company. And I think that's a really great opportunity here with this career fair that we're having.
Absolutely. I'll apologize to everybody. I saw the entertainment and sports part. And that's where my eyes went immediately.
Yeah.
I have no journalistic integrity. I'm biased about that one. But it's cool to see that represented on here.
Yes.
It's cool to see that's going to be something that people, because that is an avenue. That honestly, in this area, hasn't always been there. It's always been an opportunity. It's always been an option. Right. But I don't know that it's ever been highlighted like this, like it has been in recent years, where we're seeing more and more opportunity for people to make careers in that in those industries in a variety of different ways, too.
Yeah.
So that's great to see. Right. And the variety of businesses in here, I just feel is... Yeah, you know, these job fairs haven't evolved or changed that much since we were kids in school, even though that was, you know, a little while ago. We'll just leave it at that. But they have they've gotten more options, it feels like. There's more avenues represented in these job fairs.
Yeah,
and that's great to see.
And the thing that I really love about this Careers Unlimited job fair is that it kind of showcases all the options and availability that we have in our own community here. I hear a lot of people talk about, well, there's nothing out there. Well, yeah, you have to look. And here's a great place to look at a lot of them all at once.
Yeah. There are few things in life that happen without work. The best things in life take a little work. And getting a good job is one of them. With this, and I'm so out of my element with this now, I'm realizing as I'm saying this out loud that it's been a while since I've applied for a job or been to a job fair. But I know when I was doing this, they always recommended, hey, have a couple of your resumes printed out. Yeah. You know, have some of that. Nowadays, I don't know if it's something you just ask for an email address and just send it to them or not, but it doesn't seem like a bad idea to have a couple of paper, if you can, have a couple of paper copies of your resume printed out and ready to go. Yeah. You can just hand them right to them and everything. You don't give any wiggle room for anything that might mix up in that, or them forgetting you and you know, in the pile of emails they have or something like that. They put a face right to the name when they see that name, and you hand it right to them.
I think that's a great idea, and I should probably mention that more often in the next coming weeks here. You know, if you're a serious job seeker, you'll definitely stand out from the crowd if you show up with your resume in hand and
that part's true. Yeah, that's very true. I didn't know if I was outdating myself, though. Yeah. People even did that anymore. What is printing? What is it now? But that's a great one. Again, the April 2nd at Lincoln High School from 3 to 5, the Careers Unlimited Job Fair will be taking place. You can find out more at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Network at Night coming up. I wanted to talk about this one with you as well, promise.
Yeah, so we have Networking at Night. It's once a month. It's a event that allows our members to interact with each other and network. And I've seen some great connections made at these events. This month, or in April, we're holding it at El Cafe from 5 to 7 on April 21st. So El Cafe is a diner that features like breakfast items, and then it has a small lunch menu too, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And then, so that's on Market Avenue in Port Edwards. It's open to members or future members. Come network, make some business connections, have some snacks, and explore what El Cafe has to offer for you as well, because they do have a great little area off to the side of their main restaurant that they use to reserve for like birthday parties and like little meetings for people in the area. So I really love that place.
Integrity is very important here at WFHR. For 80 plus years, we have been able to hang our hat on that, and I say that proudly, and also to let people know that we have no integrity with El Cafe. We love that place. They sponsor our birthday and anniversary club. We talk about them every day on the air here, and always try to encourage people to head on over there, check that out. It's the definition of buying local, supporting local.
Yes.
They're a business that it puts, whether it's Port Edwards or here in Rapids or in Nakusa, they're constantly putting into communities.
Yeah.
They just got done a little while ago doing a fundraiser for a local individual. They do things like this all the time. Yeah. So that feels really good, knowing that you're spending your dollars there and they're being put back into the community and helping individuals in our community.
Yeah.
And oh yeah, by the way, some of the greatest food you're going to have.
Yeah.
And one of the more unique menus you're going to see. And it seems like every week that Friday fish fry of theirs is getting more and more popular. A place, if I was going to recommend places to go with Networking at Night that you might not have been yet, this would be number one on the list.
Yeah.
It's so cool to see that you guys are going to be over there. And not for nothing, too, one of the more friendlier places as far as prices and those things go, they work really hard to make things affordable for families and for that. You don't have to take my word for it. Head on over there and check it out yourselves, everybody. And what a perfect opportunity to check it out if you haven't been there before when Networking at Night.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
With this event, too, it's kind of unique. You mentioned the their specials, mornings, lunch is kind of what they focus on. They're Friday nights, they're open late for their fish fry, but they're not always open at night. So this is they're a really cool place to have hosting this, too, because they're not always open at night.
Yeah. That's I'm pretty excited about it. I love Fidel Perez and everything that he's doing over there and how community focused he is and all the other additional efforts that he's doing in the area. So I'm excited to have this over there. One of the things that I should mention is that we are now looking for our 2026 list of hosts for Networking at Night. So if there are a business out there and are interested in hosting our Networking at Night, please get in touch with me. You can send me an email at marketing@WisconsinRapidsChamber.com.
Just writing that down, 2026, huh?
Yeah.
I wonder. I'm just looking around our building here a little bit. I wonder if we could. We'll talk. Yeah. I think that'd be fun. And these Networking at Night events are so much fun. Be a part of them, everybody, whether you are attending them or you are a business that wants to host one. I'll reach out to the chamber and find out more. We're speaking with Promise Marketing Communication Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And Promise, before we get to talking about the ACE Leadership Group, did want to mention the Community Connection Program. And this is a really unique thing that you guys are doing over there at the Chamber.
Yeah, so our Community Connection Program is basically a program to assist companies in the area that are attempting to recruit staff perhaps out of state or to the area. There's a lot of... we're trying to make those connections. Well, you know, you sell your company, mm-hmm. we're going to sell the community for you. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have time to take your person that you're looking to recruit or hire on a tour of the area to kind of highlight everything that we actually have here, give us a call. We will set up a customized tour with that person and find out, you know, do they have children? Do they have housing needs? Do they need pet care? You know, what kind of restaurants do you like? What are your hobbies? Do you like to go shopping? Place, you know, like, where can they go to worship? You know, things like that. And we will curtail the tour to fit that person's needs and take them out one day out of the week and just highlight all these areas for them so that they know what our community has to offer. So if that's like one of the main, oh, I don't know if I want to, you know, mm-hmm. work for you because I don't know what the area has to offer, we're able to, connect those dots mm-hmm. for you and offer that to them. Now, this is a service to all of our members. And then there are some opportunities to, you know, be a partner with us on this as well. I'm just really excited about this program because I haven't really heard of it in any other areas. Then again, I don't really explore a whole lot of areas, but I think it's great. I know that we had done a tour for one of the gals that actually works at ERCO now, and she just said it was a great tour and it really helped her get acclimated to the area and really made it, you know, the community feel welcoming, which is, I think, a lot of new hires in the area, especially if we're recruiting out of state, want to feel welcomed and want to feel supported. In addition to that, we also offer, like, say, if you have a spouse and your spouse is leaving their job and they're looking for work as well, we can help your spouse, you know, mm-hmm. Make some connections that way mm-hmm. as well.
It's I think this could it's a very new program, so we've got to see where this goes and mm-hmm. everything, but I genuinely think this could be one of the cooler and more impactful things you guys do at the Chamber, and I think that's saying something. For as long as I've been in this chair, I've been talking about how the Chamber is just not only one of the better things in our area and one better things for our businesses and our local mom and pop businesses to any established business coming into town here, but something that it took me really doing this job to learn was how much the Chamber helps individuals and helps families and easing into a new community. I mentioned before on the airwaves, my family and I had 10 different addresses before I was 10. I know what I'm talking about mm-hmm. as far as moving to a new area and getting acclimated and everything and understanding things. For every area we moved to where people were friendly and we did have some ease into that, there were places we went where it was the exact opposite. To have a Chamber that does something like this, it speaks to something that you can't put advertising dollars. You can put millions of dollars into advertising and still not get what the Chamber does.
Right.
It's a genuine organic thing that happens.
Yeah.
It's something that, you know, any family out there that has ever moved knows exactly what I'm talking about. And I think this also keys up another interesting thing happening in our area here. And I don't know how much anybody has even noticed because it kind of happens organically, but our area is getting bigger.
Yes.
Rapids has mm-hmm. got new people moving into it all the time.
Yes.
And with businesses coming in and some of the things that are flourishing around here, you're seeing more and more people from out of the city, out of the state that are coming to the area. So this is the perfect time for something like this, of kind of a way for people to really get to know that stuff and ease into an area, or at the very least finding out if they want to move there and move their family there.
Yeah. So if you're a business out there that is looking to recruit any time during the year and you want to make that connection for your new hire and you're ready to do the onboarding process with them, even, you know, or they're already hired and they still need support in the area, give us a call. We're happy to help with any of those needs.
Yeah. There's nobody that does what the Chamber does. There's just simply no business, no nonprofit out there that is doing what our Chamber is doing to promote local businesses, to buy local, support local, and promote that. Yeah. That's their job.
Yeah.
That's 101 over there. So if you're looking to do that, you're not going to find more anybody who is tailored for this better than our Heart of Wisconsin yes. Chamber. And as well, to families out there listening yeah. and looking to get mm-hmm. to know the area or anything like that, this is a perfect avenue, perfect opportunity for that.
Yeah.
It's a really cool program. I'm looking forward to seeing how this develops, how it grows, and yeah. the strength it brings into it, I promise.
Yep.
Another cool program that we love talking about is the ACE Leadership Program. We have Mary Gear with us here today to talk about this program a little bit. Mary, thanks a lot for being here. We appreciate the time.
For sure.
So, Mary, Gwen, can you first tell us a little bit about yourself and what business world you come from?
Sure. So I am currently working with Tricor Insurance. I specialize in business insurance, actually, commercial. My background actually is more deep in schools and districts.
Okay.
Going back about almost 20 years now.
Cool. Are you, forgive me for asking if this is prying or anything, but are you from this area?
I am. Born okay. and raised Wisconsin all right, Rapids, right on. All the way.
So what made you want or are your employer to want you to join the ACE Leadership Program?
I raised my hand just because I am new to Tricor Insurance, and I worked for Renaissance Learning previously here in Wisconsin Rapids, but I wanted to get more involved with the community. As Renaissance has expanded and grown, you know, things have changed, but now, you know, with Tricor, they're trying to be more community involved and really be a part of it. And so that speaks to me just because I'm like, I need to get to know this community more. Like, it's completely changed from my childhood.
Yeah. Yeah, that, I appreciate you mentioning that. Mm-hmm. And you're not alone there.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people who feel very similar to that. And we talk about this, Promise and I even talk about this from time to time, where we have a medium-sized community here, a medium-sized mm-hmm. city. So it's not surprising that there are some times where there's a business we're talking about, like, oh, I didn't even know that. I didn't hear about that, or I didn't know about this. Or mm-hmm. So it's just as clear that there will be other things going on in the community that we might not know about. I tip my hat to ACE to Tricor for doing this and seeing that.
Yeah.
A lot of businesses are getting more and more in tune with that and understanding of it. What are some of the things you've enjoyed about the program?
Honestly, just getting to know, first off, the community has been huge. Like mm-hmm. the learning that has happened, I'm like, I didn't even know these things existed. I didn't know these things were happening. I didn't know about some of these businesses, not to mention the people and the supportive businesses that are supporting this initiative every single year. It makes a huge difference. And mm-hmm. it's a big deal to have leaders, you know, no matter how little or big they contribute, mm-hmm. we need those people to build this community and keep it growing.
Yeah, well said. Can you tell us a little bit about the economic development session that you were a part of?
Yeah, so this one was really eye-opening because I assumed that it was just about businesses and bringing businesses to make money for the community. Oh my gosh, it's like a big circle of trust. Like, you need to support each other because, I mean, it even comes down to, like, our natural resources here. Mm-hmm. Like, what drives people to want to live here? Mm-hmm. You want good education. You want good jobs and opportunities. But you also want maybe a family, you know, a little bit more family-centered. We have a lot of faith diversity here mm-hmm. in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas, which is huge because everybody's accepting of each other.
Yeah.
And that isn't always the case.
No.
But then, you know, you're also talking about health, and we have some amazing and education, like Mid-State Tech, mm-hmm. amazing what they're doing mm-hmm. and building mm-hmm. in this community. One of our kids goes there. So mm-hmm. like, really excited to be a part of it.
Right on. And appreciate that, especially the passion. It's very evident.
That's okay, good.
We want that. We yeah. want more of that. That's encouraging to hear. It's very good to hear. And as far as the program and what it's doing, while you're not necessarily breaking news about this, what you're doing is confirming so much of what we know about this program and what it's continuing to do and the positives of this one. Everybody is a leader. Everybody's got a leader inside of them and what that means. And the greatest parts of leadership, at least I have never heard somebody who says, I'm a great leader. And, you know, they announce this, it's on their business card or something right. like that. Leaders just lead. And everybody can be a leader in their job and what they're doing and a leader in their community. And so much of this program does such a great job of, yes, promoting businesses and helping employers and employees be stronger in their individual jobs and careers while also strengthening our community. and showing more and more and time again how connected we are, how much more we have in common than not, how our differences only and strengthen our community, only make it that much more diverse and much more powerful, what we're able to do. I've mentioned this many times moving to this town. One of the things that stood out to my mother, who was, as she would want me to mention, a hippie feminist, even at her age still, the way that Rapids, unconsciously kind of has been a very big supporter of women, having a female mayor, having when we first moved to this town, some of these things, seeing our nonprofits and seeing women in leadership and those things. Rapids has actually been pretty on the cusp of a lot of this stuff. It's not too surprising to see that there's more and more diversity happening in this area. It only strengthens our area, and programs like the East Leadership Program really highlight this.
Right. Yeah, 100%. And this one really highlighted just the business support, because all of the participants, at least at the in this session, mm-hmm. are coming from local businesses, which means they're giving back to the community. They're investing in their own staff to take time away from work, you know, once a month, if not longer, because we're doing side projects. Mm-hmm. We're trying to do something good within the community. You know, what that is still to be determined, only because they develop as you go along. Mm-hmm. But really, just understanding what it takes in this community, the challenges that it's facing, and how we can help.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's very insightful, Mary, and I don't think we talk about that part of it very often. I appreciate you mentioning that.
Yeah.
And the investment that these businesses are taking, these companies are taking, and having their employers not working, but working.
Yeah.
Doing something like this that is maybe not profit-based, but is certainly community-based. That's 100%. Very cool. Thank you, Mary, for the time and joining us today. I appreciate it. Yeah. I appreciate what you're doing in our community.
Thank you.
Promise, if people want to find out more about the ACE Leadership Program or any of the other things we've been able to talk about today, how can they reach you? How can they find out more?
For the ACE Leadership Program, you can reach out to Laura Bonner Ridgway at workforce@wisconsinrapidschamber.com. Otherwise, you can just give our main office a call at 715-422-4852.
And be sure to bookmark the Chamber's webpage, wisconsinrapidschamber.com. All the information we talked about today and so much more happening with our chamber over there. We really scratch the surface when we hang out together, promise. There's so much else available for you over at the Chamber's website. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. And a big thank you not only to you, promise, for joining us, but again, Mary, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We will be back with more Midday Magazine right here at 97.5 FM. 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.